the transferred burden, it says, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us. What a heavy burden. Remember the sins in Pilgrim's Progress on the guy's back when he was in the city of destruction before he came to the cross? That was too heavy for him to bear. He had to find a way to be released from that heavy load. So it says from Ezekiel, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us and we pine away in them, how should we then live? And of course the answer is we can't. Right? It doesn't answer the question, but we can't live if our burdens are heavy upon us. But she kind of turns it around, and she takes that first word, if, and she works with it. If they are upon us, how can we live? Okay, but they're not upon us, because they have been transferred to someone else. To whom? The Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the burden bearer, the iniquity of us all. Okay, so it's not there anymore. Not on me, because he took it. All right. Now, because he took it, how should we then live? And I gave you that hint upstairs. I don't know. So at the end of the reading, it says, being laid on him, how shall we now live? He died for all, that they which live, this is how we should live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So now the royal commandment is, stop living for yourself and live unto him. Easy, right? You just have to read it. That's all. You could have had a ticket. Unto him, by him, in him, for him, now and with him, where he is forever. There are those prepositions. We're living unto him. We're living by him. We're living in him. We're living for him, now and with him, where he is forever and forever. On thee, the Lord, my mighty sins hath laid, and against thee Jehovah's sword flashed forth its fiery blade. The stroke of justice fell on thee, that it might never fall on me. Now, how to live? How shall we then live? Unto him. So that was the royal commandment. And Brother Bob, I said, found two, because on the prior page it says that Jehovah has laid our sins upon Jesus, and his work is perfect. In other words, the Father laid my sins upon his Son. Nothing can be added to his work, nor anything taken from it. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He hath done this. By the way, that's the Old Testament expression at the end of Psalm 22 for the New Testament phrase, it is finished. We have only to look up and see our great high priest bearing the iniquity of our holy things for us. To put it still more simply, we have only to believe that the Lord has really done what he says he has done. And so, Brother Bob's other royal commandment was, believe in Jesus. Trust in what he has done for us. Praise the Lord. So he found two. That's a blessing. See what you get by digging. That's a treasure far greater than any award or reward that we could give. Okay? Here's the royal commandment for today, and it has everything to do with holiness unto the Lord. He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now, who knows where that's found in the Bible?
2 Corinthians 5:15.
Excellent. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Very nice. And who said that, by the way, from the balcony of Calvary Baptist Church in a meeting of ministers? Who called out that verse?
Your grandpa.
Hey, that's right. My father was proud of his dad that day. Okay. Somebody was listening. Oh, that's great. I know, coming up to camp, I thought, we're going to sing this song. I'm going to use this song during my lessons, and it comes to me that we haven't sung it yet, and tomorrow morning is my last meeting with you, so we better sing this song.